all of your hard work and effort so far has led up to this point. This is the moment that the world has been waiting for. The time that you launch your business. It's scary, it's exciting, it can be a little bit confusing or overwhelming, but it is a massive, massive achievement and you should be very, very proud of it. For today's episode, we headed to Young Enterprise's big market celebration in Belfast, where we caught up with some of the amazing businesses you've spent the last few months coming up with and working so hard on. From hats, mugs, decorations, books, chargers, straws, sunglasses, and dog toys, there's so much to learn from you guys, the young entrepreneurs, about some of the successes.
Well, we learned that just a group of schoolgirls can make a lot of money.
Some of the challenges.
Our issue, basically, we ordered the battery bins and they didn't come in time.
And even some of the mistakes that we can make along the way.
I think the biggest area of weakness, it's a lack of commercial awareness.
So, sit back, relax and buckle up for this special New Year's edition of Young Entrepreneur. Hello and welcome to Young Entrepreneur, a podcast where we teach young people just like you the essentials of starting and running your own business. The show is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland, a charity focused on promoting entrepreneurship in my home city, Belfast, and beyond. Me? Well, my name is Matthew Thompson. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur, and I'm really excited to have you here for episode number 6, and we're just going to jump straight into it. Really hope that you enjoy.
My name is Peter McCormill. I am the Managing Director of Thoughtful Thinking. Our company produces handmade knitted hats, and for each hat we sell, we will be donating a small newborn hat size to the neonatal unit in Aunt Mary Hospital.
Unbelievable. And what gave you guys this idea? Why start this business out of any other business you could have set up?
Well, we took inspiration off Outside In, another company that does something similar. So we just wanted to, you know, we seen a gap and we wanted to fill it. And we thought that it was good. It was a good way to just be generous and kind.
How are your products made? Like, do you import them in from China or what do you do?
All of our hats are actually handmade. Myself, I have actually knitted quite a few of them. And it is so therapeutic and satisfying to like, see your product become something. So, yeah, they've all been handmade.
How long does it take you to knit a hat?
Well, the newborn ones can take about an hour, but when you get to the large ones, they can take about a day.
So you're putting in some serious woman hours into these products, right?
Yeah.
What makes you do it? Like, why do you keep on going?
It's satisfying knowing that you're giving something back to families who it could be the best day of their life or their worst day. So you're helping them out and giving them a wee sentimental thing to help them get through it and stuff.
And talk to me a little bit about the business, right? What are sales going like today?
Well, we've only just started and we've already sold 3. So far so good. Hopefully it'll keep going.
Incredible. And can you see you guys doing this beyond your Young Enterprise program, or is this something you'd like to maybe take forward in the future?
Yes, you know, it has been received pretty well so far. So if sales keep going, then definitely it's something that we see progressing and working on. So, yeah.
Class, keep all the good work.
Thank you.
My name is Owen. We are Elite Technologies. So we have designed, created and produced our own 3D printed Christmas decorations. They can be personalized to your spec. So
cool. And there's a lot of kind of people selling Christmas decorations here. You know, there's a lot of options for your tree. What makes your Christmas decorations different from the others?
Well, obviously, it's the uniqueness because it was designed in-house. It was printed in-house. And unless someone out there is my brain, which I very much doubt, they're not going to be able to make something exactly the same. There might be similar products made, but they'll never make it exactly the same. And because there are, I think, 160... that it is quite limited, so you could be 160 people to have the decorations.
That's last. Well, I would be honoured, absolutely. And so if I get this right, you guys came up with the design yourself. You then 3D printed it yourself. So how on earth do you go about 3D printing something? I'm guessing my wee Epson printer at home is not going to work.
No, so it's It is called 3D printing. So you set up PLA, the plastic, it then melts it and it squirts out in a wee nozzle, and it does it in layers, and it layers it up, and it is within, I think, 0.1 mil accuracy. So what you design is what you get. So it is, it's quite, the reason that it's not mass produced is because the machines are expensive and the technology isn't quite developed enough. It does take time, but for this it is perfect because you have the uniqueness, homemade, and possibility of personalized.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you guys can't see them, I'm looking at them, they're pretty complex designs, like for the people listening, like you can spin them around. It's like really it's intricate and it's amazing stuff. What is kind of your why behind this, or why did you guys set this business up instead of something else?
So really, we thought of this because as they're quite cheap, so they're £2 to £3, so we find that as ourselves as students or even someone in uni, anyone can afford these. So you always find people, even they'll buy a Christmas tree because everyone kind of wants to be festive at Christmas. So if you buy that there, but it always, I've always found it costs more to decorate a tree than it does to buy the tree, which I find funny. So I thought if there was unique products for you to decorate your own tree the way you want, then it's great for everyone. So then anyone at any bracket of life can celebrate Christmas.
Brilliant. And Andrew, final question for you. How are sales going today?
They're going really well. We haven't been set up that long, but they're selling well, and the judges bought some, which is a good sign.
I've been able to come and be part of Young Enterprise and help judge some of the ideas, some of the amazing ideas that are here today, and I have to say I'm completely blown away. It was a very hard choice to make because everybody was amazing, but there was one company called Renew, and I loved what they did because they illustrated their own book and mass marketed it, and it's about raising awareness for recycling. Unbelievable. So yeah, Renew, unbelievable.
So we have something pretty interesting that's going on here. There are two incredible companies that are situated right beside each other. Would you like to tell me the name of your company and what you sell?
We sell a charger cable leads that are going to prevent your charger from breaking, and we're megabytes.
Fantastic. And then right beside, literally a couple of centimeters away, is the big man Seamus himself. And Seamus, tell us the name of your company and what you sell.
Our company's called Lifelong Lead, and we sell charger protectors to keep your lead safe and stop it from fraying and breaking.
And is it exactly the same product?
Exactly the same. Same animals, same everything.
Is it from the same manufacturer?
I'm not actually sure.
Where do you get yours from?
Eva.
And you?
We're the same.
It's most likely the same. Right, so whenever you were sitting in your classrooms with your team around you, you were thinking about today, you were pumping each other up, thinking about, right, here's what we're going to do. Did you ever imagine that you'd be right beside someone selling the exact same product?
Yeah, we knew people were selling them as well, but we didn't think they'd be like literally like right next to us, and, or that close anyway.
So Seamus, something very interesting happened earlier on. I was walking by here, checking out the Megabyte stand, and what did you do?
Try and steal you.
He flipping swooped in. He swooped in and tried to take me away.
That's the way you do it. Like, you might as well just steal them before they get there, because ours is cheaper and everything.
Aye, cheaper by how much?
10p.
And so, I better nothing. And so, being in this situation, right, how have you had to maybe change your strategy?
Well, we kind of approach people from around the market instead of just staying in one place. And we have a mascot with us today, so we've got them going around taking people. So, yeah.
So, Seamus, how are sales going today for you?
I think they're going good. I've kind of been loitering around and stealing people with flyers and trying to steal them from Megabyte, so hopefully good.
Roughly how many do you reckon you've sold?
I'd say about 40.
And what about you?
We're nearly sold out. I think we've sold about 60 or 70.
So our company is called Rag Dogs, and we make recyclable toys out of old recyclable clothes, and they're eco-friendly, and they're made from recycled t-shirts. So we're saving the environment, reducing global warming, but also giving really good fun to dogs all everywhere.
Class, fun dogs, I love it. And why did you decide to make this product out of all the millions of products you could have chosen?
So we thought it, the best choice was to do eco-friendly because that's really big in the media at the minute. And we know that a lot of clothes, especially in high street stores, go to landfill sites or are burnt. So we wanted to reduce global warming and we thought that would definitely separate ourselves and make our product unique.
Cool. And do you make all of the products yourself?
Yes. So all of our products are handmade. So for the tennis ball ones, we've drilled all the holes in the tennis balls. We've sat and we've made them in study. We've done so much. Like, we've made every single product ourselves. And yeah, so all handmade.
Unreal. And how are sales going for you today?
Not too bad today. We sold quite a few products, so we're just hoping to sell as many as we can and also hoping to create more awareness of our company.
Cool. And we also have a couple of your teachers standing around. Yep. Going to have a wee chat to them. John, why do you always bring your students and get them to be a part of Young Enterprise? Like, what is it that really is of benefit to them?
You know, the best thing about Young Enterprise is that we get a group of girls from the school, they get together, they think up an idea, they go after the idea, they put lots of work in, they're so enthusiastic, they come down to the market like today and they see what can really happen, and you know what, that's what education should be about.
And do you kind of feel almost like a coach would watching a sports team play and watching these guys selling today?
You mean, am I standing here really proud? Oh my goodness, I'm really proud. And they've just made another sale. My goodness. Well done indeed. No, fantastic. These girls, wow, great credit to this girl. Well done.
Hi, my name's Chloe and I'm of Mercy College, but we're a cross-community group with Boys Model and we're creating a product for Young Enterprise that's based on invisible disabilities. And this book is going to raise awareness for people who have invisible disabilities because me and my group also have invisible disabilities and we know what it's like.
Brilliant. And what I really love about your group is you have got this great idea to publish a book, but that's not made yet. So what are you guys selling in the meantime?
We're selling bookmarks, cards, sweetie cones and coasters, but this is all going to go towards us making our book. And also, I think half of the profit we make is going to go towards invisible disabilities as well to help out in them.
Great. So you're actually using today to raise some cash for your main product, yeah?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Brilliant. And why did you decide to do this instead of setting up any other business you could have with loads of different products? Why specifically this?
Because one day we were actually starting off with going to do a cookbook. And we were all talking as a group and I actually got to know all the people in my group and it turned out we all realised that we did have invisible disabilities and there was people in the group who were asking questions like, what is that? So we decided just we wanted to raise awareness.
Brilliant. And how are sales going today?
Sales are going okay, but we've sort of made a lucky dip to help the sales go like further and we're just walking about trying to get more people to buy.
Brilliant. Well, here, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
That's it. You nailed it. So we are joined here by the one and only Lisa from episode number one. Lisa, how are you getting on today?
I am absolutely amazed at the amount of dedication and commitment that the teams are showing. They're so innovative. I'm really, really impressed. This is my first time at the big market and I have loved it. I've also burnt a hole in my pocket from things that I'm buying. But I'm really, really impressed. Everyone in the school seems to have learned so much during this process that it's just marvelous to see. These are our new generation of innovators and entrepreneurs here.
All right, man. So real simply, just tell us who you are and what you're doing.
Well, we are RecSpec. What we're doing today is raising funds for recyclable sunglasses. We're going to make some prototypes, basically to reduce plastic waste. What we're doing today is selling vegan wax melts. Basically just get a wax melter, put a tea light in it, put one of our wax melts on the top and you get a nice smell. That's pretty much the basics of it.
Unbelievable. So you are selling these to raise money for your final, and would you like to tell us a wee bit more about your final product?
So basically we're making sunglasses out of recyclable plastic because every year in the UK, there's about 2.2 million tons of plastic, and only about 32%, I got the wrong word, 32% of it is actually recycled. So we're aiming to sort of bump that number up, do what we can, and making some nice sunglasses sort of recycle plastic.
Brilliant, man. And so you are from university, right?
Yes.
What university are you from?
From Ulster University, the Corian campus.
Unreal. And so there are a lot of you guys from university here today, but there's significantly more from school.
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of people from school. I didn't realize how many there would be.
And what is it like coming in an environment like this Do you feel like the how do you rate the competition in the younger kids?
There's actually some really cool stuff.
Are you surprised?
Some surprisingly young children, and I'm going to be really embarrassed if they beat us really badly.
They're unbelievable. Like, and so what has your young enterprise journey been like so far for you?
It's been interesting. Trying to get everybody to sort of come together and actually work as a team has been one of the main challenges. But we're getting there. Hoping to have prototypes done by February.
Brilliant. And how are sales going today based on how you expected them to go?
A lot better than I was expecting. I honestly was expecting people to just be like, wax melts. But apparently a lot of people are into this. And our head person, who has disappeared somewhere, did the research right. Picked the right product.
That's brilliant. And so how much money do you reckon you're going to be able to put towards your other product after today?
I am hoping about £100. I'm hoping about £100. And that should pretty much cover the cost of prototypes. And that's pretty much what we're aiming to do today.
Class, man. Brilliant. You look the part, Santa hat, beard. Yes. It's all good. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good Christmas.
All right. Have a good Christmas yourself.
My name is Blythe and I'm from Innovate Youth from Wallace High School in Lisburn. And
my name's Alex Hewitt.
And we would just like to tell you about our product called battery bins.
They're a design we came up with because the pollution caused by used batteries. One used battery can contaminate a whole landfill, making it unable to be used for recycling. So our plan was to be able to keep these separate to stop the damage that they're causing.
Unreal. And so that's a great idea. It's a great product idea. It's a great message. You've got a great reason for why you're doing it. But I'm looking at your table here and there are zero battery banks. So what is going on?
Our issue, basically, we ordered the battery bins and they didn't come in time, so we had to think of some other plan on our feet that would still allow us to come to the market to be able to take advantage of our resources here. So instead of our battery bins, we came to the conclusion of using candy canes, because not only is it Christmas time, but who doesn't ever want a candy cane? So we packaged it up with nice cardboard and wrote a nice to and from to make it as a parcel. So I think for thinking on our feet, we've made lots of profit to be able to go towards our new battery bins to put them and make more of them. So I think we came up with a good idea.
I agree, it's brilliant. And to be quite honest, you may have actually made more money today selling this, which will then help your long-term product better. So thank you very much, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember to buy our solution to pollution.
Whoa, what a tagline. Check him out.
My name's Steve McElrath. I am the founder of Avalon Guitars.
And when you're not making and selling incredible guitars, what are you doing with Young Enterprise?
Well, with Young Enterprise, my main role in a voluntary capacity is to come in and act as a business advisor in the company program.
And what type of stuff do you get up to in that capacity?
Well, it can be very varied. It can be as basic as helping the group come up with a product or service idea in the beginning. But I find that most of the groups already have a firm idea what they want to do, and it's good that they generate those ideas themselves. So at that point, it's really all about steering them in the right direction, helping them avoid the pitfalls that some new start businesses can fall into, and just guiding them in the ways of where to get the product from, and a big element of branding and marketing.
Absolutely. So I've been there, I've done that, I've gone through Young Enterprise, done the program myself. What do you think are the biggest areas of weakness in most Young Enterprise teams that you've been involved in?
I think the biggest area of weakness is and it's not surprising because these are young people, it's a lack of commercial awareness. And that may sound very glib to say that, but we live in a commercial world. We live in a system of market enterprise. And it's a little bit surprising that some of the students don't get the whole point of what the market enterprise system is all about. It's all about coming up with ideas to solve problems or meet needs, and doing all that in a way that makes a profit. And sometimes I feel that profit is a dirty word to some people. Selling is something that they're not comfortable with. But it's a matter of saying that without profit, without selling, we don't have anything. Everything we're wearing, everything we eat, everything we sit on is all being created by companies that make a profit. And if they did make a profit, we wouldn't have anything to wear or sit on.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your current young enterprise team that you're mentoring.
Well, I mentor a team called Kiss
Straws, and we kind of focus on providing straws that don't affect the environment, like the kind of single-use plastic straws that exist nowadays. So we're focusing on selling straws that are reusable, they're dishwasher-proof, they have cleaners in the packages, so you can reuse them time and time again, and it avoids having to use plastic straws that are then thrown away. And we're kind of focusing more on the impact it has on our wildlife in the oceans. So things like the turtles, we have images and stuff here, they show the impact it has, and our tank over there kind of demonstrates that they're having a really bad impact on the oceans, and we need to change that now or it's going to be too late.
That's brilliant. It's a powerful why to why you do your business. But what about practically, like, what are your straws made from?
Our straws are made from 100% stainless steel, and then we have some that have paint on them and stuff just to make them slightly more aesthetically pleasing. But they're made from 100% stainless steel, which means they are recyclable as well. So even if you did want to, they can be melted down, they can be made into something else. But because they're stainless steel, they're not reactive with anything. They will not rust, none of those things. So they will last a very long time.
Yeah, but like a really long time, probably, right? Yeah.
A very long time, hopefully.
Class. And so how are your sales going today?
Our sales are actually going really well today. I think a lot of people, especially people our age, are really behind the whole environmental aspect of our company. And they do realize that change does need to be done in order to make a cleaner future. And in order to do that, we need to kind of do things like this. We can't use plastic straws anymore. And the government itself, at the start of 2019, they're trying to kind of phase out plastic straws and plastic products like that. And by 2021, there will be no plastic straws left. We won't be allowed to use them anymore. So the only real alternative is the paper straw, but we have a demonstration of that as well. They dissolve, they get mushy in products like fizzy drinks and things, which no one wants to really drink like that. So we think metal straws is the future, and it is the best alternative.
Brilliant. Really random question. So, you know, I'm flying around the city, I've got my water bottle in my bag. Where am I going to store this straw I'm going to carry with me at all times?
Well, we sell all our straws in velvet bags with a cleaner as well, so you can have them on the go, you can put them in bags. They're really quite small, they're thin, they'll fit in pockets. You can carry them anywhere if you please, and even in restaurants if you don't want to use plastic straws there.
Deadly. Thomas, you're a natural spokesperson. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
So we are Cozy Cups by 8C Assumption Grammar School, and our product is basically a jumper for your mug to wear. They stop your hands from going too warm, they keep your drink warm, and they brighten up any old mug. They come with sweets, and yeah.
That's great. So why on earth are you putting a jumper on a mug?
Well, it's really festive. Lots of our jumpers are really festive, and it brightens up your day whenever you go to get a cup of coffee in the mornings.
Absolutely. They look really, really fun. And did you make them yourselves?
No, our grannies made them.
What?
Yeah, our little helpers. And then the jumpers we bought online, £1 a mug, so we could make a lot of profit there.
Unreal. And how much are you paying your granny?
Probably kindness.
Unbelievable. And how have you found the sales going for you today?
Well, we find the sales are going quite well because we've got a mascot, and well, we're actually taking turns with being the mascot. We've got a big mug and people are going around and wearing it, and we're just advertising our company. And we've also had many people come to the store, and we've got over £90.
Over £90? Wow. Did you expect to make that much?
No, definitely not.
What on earth are you going to spend all the money on?
Well, I think we're going to share it around with our class and get some stuff for our family for Christmas.
It's very, very nice. And seeing every user are like in the classroom, you're thinking about coming here. You know, I'm looking at your stall. It's absolutely beautiful. You put a lot of effort in your signs and everything like that. What have you learned already today that you maybe weren't expecting to learn?
Well, we learned that just a group of schoolgirls can make a lot of money, and that just something that was like a little product could turn into a big masterpiece. And it like we made like little crayons and Lego men to go with it, and they've gone wild, and loads of people love them as well, so it's good.
Brilliant. You're class. Thank you very much for talking to me. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. I couldn't possibly add everything that's already been said, so let me thank every single one of you who made the time to talk to me at the market and made this episode possible. Let me also say a massive congratulations to all of you who've just launched your business, and I wish you every success for your future. We've got loads of great episodes lined up for you to help you out along the way, and we're so excited to see what's ahead of us and you in the new year. So keep up the great work and get pumped up, because this is only really the beginning. Young Entrepreneur is produced by Young Enterprise Northern Ireland right here in Belfast. To submit a question or a short story to the show, please download the Anchor app and send us a message telling us where you're from, what you're doing, and you can even send an audio clip to podcast@yenny.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Matthew Thompson, and I hope to see you next time where we talk all about money. See you then.